This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
mats tumble. I was talking with Mackenzie just before the broadcast about Mike Ma. And Mackenzie went to a bachelor party and they experienced some paintball action. And a couple of the guys got plinked. Well, we do the same thing with real guns, real cartridges, but wax projectiles. And I was telling them I still have the scars. Mike Ma. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. And I'll say correctly to USAPrepares.com. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Kyle's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Call a number 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Listen line 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. The listen line's up 24/7. You can take us with you, and we'd be delighted to be with you. Rich Sheevan's with us, offgridmontana.com. Welcome, Rich Sheevan.
Well, thank you, Vincent Fennelli. How are you this morning?
I'm doing really well. You know, I don't know about your neck of the woods, but I'll tell you what. We have been trying to drill some holes in the ground here at the farm near the house so we can mount our solar array. We just are having so much trouble. It's like drilling through concrete. The ground is so hard with this drought that we've had for the last several weeks. Are you experiencing a drought of any kind, or are you okay?
Well, I would say we're pretty close. We had a great winter and a great spring regarding precip and snow. And all of a sudden, we got into the 90s. We didn't hit 100 yet. We came really close. And this week, we're supposed to be in the mid-80s. So what I usually do is, like when I'm pounding posts, I usually hire off-grid homeschool kids to do that because of their timeliness and work ethic. And I hire them in the spring when the ground is moist and it's like a sponge pounding those metal posts through. So I personally wouldn't attempt to do that now, but because you're doing a solar array and you have tractors and augers, it's probably a different situation. I don't know what your rock accumulation is in your neck of the woods, but we have a lot of rocks on this property, and that's why they call it the Rocky Mountains. So seasonality has a lot to do with it, but it all depends on what you need to get done. You know, I understand.
Yeah. Yeah, what I did yesterday was we have an auger, and it's got a 60-horsepower gearbox on it. Hooked it up to a 40-horsepower tractor. I was on the track. With the power takeoff on the back of the tractor, and wasn't getting anywhere. It was just skipping along the top of the ground. So I took another 40 horsepower tractor with a front end loader, and I put about 1,500, 2,000 pounds of weight down on the auger that we were trying to drill with. And that worked really well until the auger broke. So we got maybe 4, 5, 6 inches down with that. So what we decided to do was just change augers, go to a 12-inch auger with a different kind of cutting system, and then start filling the holes with water. So last night, we filled these little depressions with water, put some buckets over it. This morning, got out before the broadcast, started filling with water. I'll do that three or four times during the day while we're cutting hay. And hopefully, maybe by tomorrow or the next day, we'll have enough water in there, enough moisture to be able to drill down, you know, several feet and start pouring the concrete for the piers. I'm all excited about getting this solar array up because, frankly, we just don't have 3,000 watts of solar is not enough to get by with what we're trying to do here on the farm. If we run at 80% of 3,000 watts, it's not enough. And that's when the sun is just perfect to get about 80%. So there's another thing that the class ought to know about, that if you set up a solar array and you think that you're going to be able to get whatever the panel wattage is 24 hours a day, first of all, that doesn't work because the sun's not out 24 hours a day. You might get 5 hours of 80% if everything's working properly. 5 hours of 80% of whatever the panels are rated. Is that what you're experiencing, Rich?
Well, this is what I do. I have I have a very small system. I have a 675 amp hour system. Okay? I have about 1,200 watts of solar panels, and I have a 7,000 watt generator. So 8 months out of the year, I get a plethora of energy. I just don't even use it. And as you mentioned just a few moments ago, I like to stay at 80% of power and not decrease much, especially during the winter months. And this is where I'm going with this. During the winter months, folks, if you ever want to go off-grid, like here in northwest Montana, we get lots of clouds. I have a little bit of a northern slope in the way of southern exposure. So what you need to do is figure out your usage and lifestyle accordingly to the size of your system, your wattage for solar panels, and where you place them. And that's going to be, because 8 months out of the year, the sun's so high, especially in the north country, that we don't even think about it. In fact, the sun is so high here and the days are so long, on June, even right now, the sun, you can start seeing about 5:30 a.m., you can start seeing the sun come up and or getting light, and it stays light till 10:30. So I keep my solar panels on the winter solstice setting. In other words, I don't tilt them up towards the sun in the summer because I get so much light. So I just keep them at the winter position year-round. So when that 3 to 4 months of winter hits, the shortest days of the year, I'm positioned properly. So that's kind of how the research that I've done, because let's say you have a 5-gallon container and you have to fill it up to full once a week, which you do with lead acid batteries. So the lead acid battery, use the container as an analogy here. So you have a 5-gallon container versus 1-cup container. 1 cup is a very small system in the analogy of the lead acid battery. It's a lot easier to fill up a cup to almost full once a week if you're using lead acid batteries than it would be if you're filling up a 5-gallon jug. In other words, the supplemental energy which you would use for a generator to fill up those batteries, you don't have to run it all day long every day like some people do because they have this huge system and they want to run all this stuff. So you got to think of it according to your lifestyle, how rugged you want to be, and there's other alternatives, like the nickel iron that you're using, Vince, or what's really getting popular is the silicon salt out of China. It's not a lead-acid battery. It's sealed, and there's no maintenance, no equalizing. You don't have to fill it up once a week. It's really getting quite popular, and a lot of people are going that direction, Vince.
Yeah. We chose, I don't know much about that. We haven't studied that very much. And we made the decision last year. And it took us, we got the batteries right from the manufacturer. So we saved a tremendous amount of cost. But when we were working with the manufacturer, we decided that I'm talking about Bruce Kay, and I split a load, over 8,000 pounds of batteries. And we went with nickel iron, and the reason that we chose them was because we could take a depth of discharge of 50%, without damaging them. So the plan was, if we wanted to go down half, it worked for us. And we don't know how long they're going to last, because from what we can tell, they can last generations. And how do you renew them? Well, you dump out the electrolyte and you refill them. It's as simple as that. And I can tell you that they're quite substantial, quite sturdy, and so far they're working really, really well. However, the battery box that we have is 8 feet long, 3 feet wide, and over 3 feet tall for the batteries. And our half is about a little over 4,000 pounds. So it's a considerable amount of mass. It takes a considerable amount of space. And some people have them outside, you know, in a shed. And you need to protect them. You don't want sunlight on them to, you know, destroy the cases. So you want to protect them. And they kind of like the temperatures that people like. And that's how we protect ours. And also the cable. The cable's really, really expensive. If you're going to use a copper cable to go from the battery to the inverter, you're looking at easily $4 a foot. $4 a foot for copper. And that's without the connectors on the end. If you want the connectors, they're going to be about $7 or $8, $10 a piece, depending on the quality and type of connector. And then if you don't have the tool that costs $2,000 to put those connectors on, if you don't have access to one, you'll have to pay someone to do it. Electric supply company let us use their tool right then and there. We just cut the cables, put them on the floor, skinned them, trimmed them, and put the cable ends on, and they let us use this hydraulic tool. They work really well for us. So we're up and running, and we're experimenting with lots of changes, and we keep tweaking our system. It's changed probably, I don't know, 15 or 20 times in a couple weeks. And I'm talking about minor changes, things to make it better, better, better. And I'm going to share that in a class with on the radio, things that we found that really make sense. And we can save you a lot of time, and we can save you a lot of money, because we've tried lots of things. We know what really works well, and we know what works just okay. So have you experimented with yours, Rich? Have you modified your system at all?
Well, I've been off-grid for over 10 years now, and so a lot of the technology has changed. For example, they have I looked into nickel iron, but here in Montana, it's tougher to do because they prefer plus 45 degree Fahrenheit temperatures. And here where I live, that's very difficult to do, even though in my solar shed and I have a box that is in or both insulated, it's almost impossible during the below zero temperatures to keep it above 45 degrees. It's usually it rarely freezes, but sometimes it does, but it's still not that 45 degree mark. But a lot of the technology has changed. For example, inverters. I have a 110 volt inverter, and I'll finish that statement on the other side.
Yeah, Rich Evans with us, and you're getting a chance to hear about experience. 10 years off the grid. Not very many people can say that they've been off the grid for 10 years. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. David in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Vincent and David. Yeah.
Yeah. I was listening to your show. Now, we've been putting together a solar unit and trying to get it put together, but I'm thinking about downsizing because we haven't been able to get it installed. We got hit by those tornadoes in February. You know, we're not far from you. Mm-hmm. So we haven't been, we got a dozen Mitsubishi panels. And a 240 inverter with digital remote. We just don't have the battery. We got an Outback 80, and it's just sitting in boxes. But we were going to do the batteries, but we weren't sure also what kind of batteries to go with.
Well, you know, there are lots of choices. And probably the easiest to get into would be the lead acid battery. It requires typically maintenance, you know, checking the water level, which is no big deal. Would you agree with that, Rich Even?
Absolutely. I check my electrolytes about every 2 months and add distilled water. It takes about 10 minutes for all my batteries, and it's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm. I have a problem with that, though.
Why?
My wife, she's from the Chinook Air Force Base, so she got contaminated from there, so she can't see anymore. We listened to your show about the base, and so I need something maintenance-free.
Okay. Well, my suggestion would be to go with the, you do live in a warm area.
Illinois.
Iron like this uses as possible. But I would really look into the silicon salts out of China. They're getting really popular here in Montana. They're sealed, so they're maintenance-free. You don't have to equalize them. You don't have to fill it up every week like you do with the lead acid. So that's I would really look into the silicon salts out of China. There's not a lot of go to backwoodssolar.com. They're out of Sandpoint, Idaho, and I think they're one of the few dealers in America. And they're great for customer service. I speak to them on a regular basis, and they've taught me a lot. And all their people there are experts, and you can get all the information you need. And there's a guy up in Calgary who distributes for Backwoods Solar, I believe. So you can get them here in the States. I know a lot of people, because of cost, they go to shipping areas like Portland, Oregon, and things like that, and they meet the Chinese ships, so they don't have to pay for the shipping. With you being in the middle of the country, you'd have to look probably down in like Corpus Christi or somewhere down in Texas to find out if you have the ability to pick them up. If not, you know, just pay a few extra bucks. But I think from what I'm reading that they will last 20, 30 years with no maintenance. And like Vince was saying about the nickel iron, you can let those batteries go down to 50% with lead acid. If I want to keep my shelf life, I try not to go below 80% very often. So I hope that helps.
David, what we're saying is if you take the full battery, you know, full charge, and let's say you have like a car and you've got a lead acid battery in a car, for example, and you have you try to crank it and the car doesn't start. And you crank it and crank it. And pretty soon you have a dead battery. When you take it down that low, you've damaged the battery. And you're not going to get back the damage that you've caused. I'm not saying that you've done it intentionally, but, you know, we've all done this, okay? So you've shortened the life of the battery. It happens a couple times and you keep shortening the life of the battery. So the concern with the lead acid battery, and I'm saying this for the entire class, the concern is if you take it below 20%, of full charge, okay? Just take it down more than 20%. You are starting to damage the life expectancy of that battery. So while we think that we have, you know, from full to empty, we don't. We have from full to 80% full before we start damaging the battery. So the reason that Rich Sheevan is able to get his batteries to last so long is he's really careful. He does not take them down, you know, below what? You take them down to 20% of from full, right? 80% full, right?
Correct. Because if I go too low, I set it so my inverter shuts off purposely. In fact, I've got a tri-meter, David, that it's a tool that can measure the amps coming in, going out, the life of the battery, the volts, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So if you get one of those tools, I'd write that down and make sure you put that in your system.
Now, our inverter also has a wireless digital control unit with it as well, where you can control everything with it.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions for us, David?
Yeah. Hey, I was hoping you would have called me back from last week.
Leave your number one more time, David.
Okay.
Leave your, our engineer will take it, and I'll call you. I got overwhelmed. Okay. I apologize.
All right.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Off Grid Montana, Rich Stevens with us. So, Rich, we were talking about you've been off the grid for 10 years, and you were going to share some more information with us before David called in. Yep. Hey, did we lose Rich Stevens?
No, I'm here. Okay. It's just FYI, I've had two periods of about 10 seconds that I lost audio.
Okay. So, all right, I'm looking. Okay. All right. I'll just, I've switched screens. I'm now looking at, instead of audio metering, I'm looking at, you know, the screen that'll show me frame loss. So I'm watching it from here, too. Okay. So, please share with us, you know, some more of the story about this off-grid living. You've been doing it for 10 years, which is a very long time in the off-grid living lifestyle compared to most people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I have a 1-horsepower pump because my static water is only, 40 feet deep, even though my well is 250. So, despite that, back in the day, they only made 110 volt inverters. And now, from your last caller, you obviously bought a 240, which is good because you can pump up water using your battery system because your inverter can handle the voltage. So, and there's another way to do it. You could, wire in unison two 110 volt inverters together to get the 240. But I chose not to do that because even during the summer months when I use the most amount of water to water the garden, I I'm stretching this, I would say it's a miracle if I use 5 gallons of gasoline per week, which if I go to town with my pickup truck round trip, I probably use close to that just for doing that. So it's not that big of a deal to use my generator. And when I use it for that 4 months out of the year, to supplement and pump up water, I'm killing two birds with one stone and banking amps and voltage at the same time. So because I'm in the North Country, I chose to do it that way. Again, it all depends on your skill sets, on how rugged of a lifestyle you want to lead. You know, I can live in this cabin easily without electricity, so I set it up that way. And most people can't live in their homes. They can't flush the toilets. They can't use their faucets. They can't, you know, the refrigerator, the freezer, everything dies. I'm set up to live in this in case I don't have electricity. So I choose to live a little more rugged than most people. I love the lifestyle. The skill sets can't be measured that I've acquired. And look what we're teaching our kids, how to push buttons, manage paper, and be politically correct. They are not learning these things. And that's why I'm such a proponent of buying rural property and living where the human population to natural resource ratio is not compromised, Vince.
You know, as you're saying that, I was looking at transformers. I went to eBay, and I was looking at 2-to-1 transformers. And what you can do is you can, I don't think this one's big enough. Yeah, 1,000 watts. Depending on how many horsepower your pump, how many horsepower is your pump? Your well pump?
One horsepower.
Okay, that's 746 watts for 1 horsepower. But it's going to take 2 to 3 times that amount of current in order to start the pump. So if you had, maybe a 1,500 to 2,000 watt transformer, you can buy one that will take 120 and make it 240 with just a transformer. And that's a possibility. So that can be done. And I was considering doing that here when we were looking years and years ago at 120-volt systems. But instead we got, technology has changed, as you said, and we have a 240-volt system. So right now our well is running on 240 volts. And we have I wouldn't say it's a deep well, but it's, a couple hundred feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So... Rich, why don't we tell the class that, storing electricity is expensive. If you want to store it, batteries and capacitors are pretty much our options. But if you want to store water, that's not so expensive. So what we're saying is, instead of storing the electricity and then pumping the water later, you can pump the water now while you have the solar power, while the sun is shining, when the sun is on your panels, pump the water into a tank, make sure the tank is above where you need it, and then let gravity do the work of bringing the water down. Is that what you do?
I don't do that. I thought about doing that, but because I don't have a 240-volt inverter and I would still have to use gasoline to pump up the water, I chose not to. If I ever move or go or update my system, because like we've both admitted, technology, boy, in the last 10 years has changed dramatically.
Yep.
I mean, living off-grid is not that hard. And you just got to study, you just got to read, you got to research, you got to talk to people. There's a lot of courses out there, whether it be the online. In fact, you don't even need a course. You can probably read all you need to know on the Internet. And what you just suggest, Vince, is a great idea. If you have a plethora of sun, like most of us do during the summer months, especially here in the north country, and you have a 240-volt inverter, you might as well pump it up to a tank or a water saver so you can use it as a gravity feed to water your garden, for example, during the long days. And this way you're not using your gasoline. So there's a few things I would do a little differently if I started today compared to when I started over 10 years ago. I think the biggest thing would be, instead of using lead-acid batteries, like I mentioned to your caller, I would use the silicon salt batteries that have just really changed the situation dramatically.
Well, I'll tell you what I found. I just found this on eBay, as you were talking about. A 2-kilovolt amp transformer, single phase. It will convert 240 to 120. $50 used. $50. Now, it's for free local pickup in North Carolina, but I have a feeling if you said to the guy, I'll tell you what, how about we just add another $35 for shipping and putting this in a heavy box, because it's going to be a heavy transformer, maybe $25, maybe $20 would do it. So I'm thinking way less than $100, you could have this transformer to do that job. So for those of you thinking about the 240-volt problem with your well pump, that is a solution. And you know, we'll get one of our engineers on. I'll ask Bruce Kay to come back on with us and talk about this. This is right up his alley. He is an electrical engineer. So is Bert Bertones. Both of those guys could help us. But we'll get some information out there about how to do this. And you know, off grid living is really kind of nice, because you know, one of the things that I did, Rich, even you probably saw it in the kitchen, was I have some LED lighting. And the idea was, you know, have solar panels charge a battery, a 12-volt battery in the garage, let's say, and then run 12-volt wire into the kitchen to a light switch, and you can just turn on the lights if the power goes down. Well, if the power fails for you, it's not a big deal. It's like, you wouldn't know it anyway, right?
Right.
Because you don't have electricity brought into your cabin on your ranch. So it's no big deal. You're off the grid all the time, 24/7. Well, in our case, if the grid went down, we wouldn't have lighting. And the first thing that people do when the power goes out is they look for matches, they look for kerosene. Well, that's crazy. It's crazy because, well, kerosene can start fires. And we have a big dog, Thomas Jefferson. His head, I mean, he can just put his head on the kitchen table. If he turns around in the kitchen, his tail can knock over a kerosene lamp. And kerosene smells. And I don't like the idea of that anyway. So we don't have that in our house. We have the 12-volt LEDs on strips that I mounted around the perimeter of the kitchen on a regular light switch like you'd have to turn on a light anywhere in the rest of the house. Well, that works fine, and it has for years. But we don't need that anymore because we're off-grid for the most part. But what we found out, Rich, even, was there are loads that we can't power up right now. For example, if Mrs. Finelli, if I'm on the air and Mrs. Finelli wants to vacuum part of the house, well, a vacuum cleaner draws a significant load. Electric motors draw a lot of power. So that's a problem. And if it's early in the morning and the sun's not out, and the batteries are depleted from overnight use, well, she can't vacuum until the sun comes out or until we put more panels out, which is what we're doing. Or let's say she wants to run the clothes washer at the same time she's vacuuming. Now, who doesn't do that? Lots of people do that. But you can't always do that if the sun's not shining or if you don't have enough charge in the battery. Or let's say she wants to run the dishwasher while she's running the washing machine, while she's vacuuming, trying to be efficient. Well, you can't always do that. So here's what Bruce Kay came up with, and this is absolutely brilliant. It won't work for Rich Sheban because he doesn't have the grid. But if you have the grid, you can get a simple switch, and it's called a three-way switch. You can buy them on eBay. I bought a 10-pack. 10-pack of these switches was about $25 for all 10 of them. And I bought the box. I bought a 6-gang electrical box. Actually, what I bought was 6 gangable boxes in metal, 2.5 inches deep, and I'm going to screw them together. And they're made that way. And so now I can put 6 three-way switches in this 6-gang box. And here's how it goes. The load goes to the common terminal of the switch. The other two terminals of the switch, one terminal will go to the grid side of the grid panel. The other terminal will go to the load side of the inverter. And in the kitchen, I can throw the switch. And I can say, dishwasher, you're either on the grid or off the grid. Clothes washing machine, you're on the grid or off the grid. And so forth.
Very
and
good idea.
Six. And how much does it cost? Well, the boxes were about $2 a piece with change. That's like $12. The switches were $25 for 10. Now, why did I buy 10? Because I figured that they may fail over time. And so if I'm going to use 6 of them, I'll have 4 spares. And they'll all match. And I bought... Now, you can buy less expensive switches. You can get them for about $1 a piece if you want on eBay. However, I bought commercial-grade, commercial-rated 20-amp switches because I'm using 20-amp circuits. And this is not my idea, class. I have sent Bruce K. email after email saying, Bruce, this is like the coolest thing. This is like the best idea. This is the most simply elegant idea. Absolutely brilliant. And it is. So, class, I guess I'll have to do a post or a YouTube video exactly how this works, or Bruce can do it. It's his idea, and it really is great. So, just a little tip about off-grid solar living and how that works, because you may not have enough power, electricity, to do everything you want, when you want. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
You know, I have a feeling Kyle Harris is in class today. And I know Kyle Harris would know the answer to this question about the 2-to-1 transformers. And I found a whole bunch more on the on eBay. So, yeah, they're there. So, Kyle, if you're in class today and you want to weigh in and let us know what your thoughts about using an AC alternating current transformer to move the voltage by a factor of 2 from 120 to 240 volts for a well pump, we'd love to hear from you. You know, Rich, even one of the things I ran into was in our automotive shop, which is part of our house, we have fluorescent lighting. They're those 8-foot tubes of fluorescent lighting, and they're 80 watts a piece. So if you have two of them and you power them on, that's 80 plus 80, 160 watts. Add in the balance, you're running about 200 watts. Well, in order to light up, you know, the three bays, we have seven of them. So that's seven times 200 watts, 1,400 watts. That was a problem. That was a problem several days ago for our son, because I'm on the air and he wants to work early in the morning in the automotive shop fixing farm equipment, and he can't because the sun's not out and the batteries have been drained overnight, or the battery has been drained overnight. So what we decided to do was this grid/inverter switch that Bruce Kay talked about. And I temporarily hooked it up to test it to see if it works. And it works really, really well. So I just wanted to share that with you. Jay in Nebraska. Sense. Welcome. Yeah.
Hey, good
Jay
morning,
in Nebraska.
Man.
Welcome.
this is a really, really awesome subject. Now, I haven't looked too much into the off-grid and what size battery do you need for a household? I mean, I'm guessing these are not, you know, two or four marine deep cycle batteries, right?
No, that's not going to make it. No, I mean, if you have a very, very small cabin and you're running LED lighting, and let's say you have an ammonia evaporative refrigerator that runs on propane, and let's say you have a propane cooktop or a propane stove that is a vintage one that uses pilot lights rather than a 600-watt igniter for the broiler. Okay, and you just want to have a small television, maybe a DVD player, a Blu-ray player, radio, notebook computer. You could probably get by with what you're talking about. But if you have more than that, if you want to run a washing machine, no, you won't have enough. You won't have enough storage unless you have a lot of panels, and you do the running the washing machine during the day, and you've got an inverter that, you know, is several thousand watts. Rich, your thoughts?
Well, caller, I live in the North Country, so like Vince mentioned earlier about electric motors taking up a lot. You know, it could be coffee makers take up mediocre amounts, irons take up a lot, hair dryers take up a lot. Air conditioners would be a torturous situation for off-grid living.
Can't be done.
Now,
can't be
I
done
live in the
for North- most people.
Yeah, because I live in the North Country, air conditioning is not necessary. I just open up my windows and my doors, and in a matter of minutes, it's cool. Because here in Northwest Montana, it's rare, even in the summer, when it stays above 60 degrees at night. Rare.
Right.
So all that cool air heats up my home. So it's a little easier in the North Country, actually, because we don't need those electric motors and we use wood heat. So that being said, it all depends, and I say this regarding anything, self-sufficiency, economy, finance, social, political things. The answer to most questions is it depends. And I'll go into a little more detail after the break. But it depends on how rugged you want to live in your capital resources or cash. Depends on how much land you have. Depends on your whole situation. And we can go into that after the break.
Jay, do you want to hold while we go through the break?
Yes, please.
Okay, so you can... Are you driving?
Yes, I am.
I bet you are. I'll bet you are, because I see Jay in Missouri, Jay in Nebraska, Jay in Arkansas. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.